Track 9.
Right. There was a call last night to Maoris to speak their own language to their children. It came from Wirimu Parker, a senior lecturer at Victoria University, at the opening of a new Maori language centre in Wellington.
Let the language go out of your homes. If it dies in your homes, the schools cannot preserve it for you. That's how I saw it 30 years ago, and I have no reason to change my mind. But it's good to see you coming to a function like this, with the mea nui, kia mau te hiko o te ngākau, te kaika o te ngākau, ki te pupuri I te reo, kia ita, kia ita, kia ita.
And Wirimu Parker's closing remarks were, make sure you hold on to the will to preserve the language so that it never slips away. The Minister of Broadcasting, Ian Shearer, officially opened the centre.
The tools of the Pākehā are the resources this centre will use to promote the Māori language. The tools of the Pākehā are radio and television, the most powerful mass communication media ever devised. How effectively does that medium reflect Māori language and culture in New Zealand today? The Broadcasting Corporation is already making positive efforts in this area. That must be acknowledged. Māoris are employed by the BCNZ as journalists, presenters, producers, programmers, and designers. The corporation also screens high-quality material reflecting Māori culture in the areas of drama, documentary, and children's programs. Good progress is being made, but I believe the Broadcasting Corporation must do more to reflect the new resurgence in Māori tonga. The growth of interest in things Māori can be seen from the fact that over 14,000 secondary school pupils now study Māori language. And on that, I should say to those that I haven't spoken to tonight, I was born in Taniatua in the Bay of Plenty, went to Whakatane High School. At Whakatane High School, I was required to learn French. And it wasn't until after I left Whakatane that they started to teach the Māori language. And that's how ridiculous we were in those days. 10 years ago, that figure was just 4,500. So it's gone from 4,500 up to 14,000 secondary school pupils now studying the Māori language. 10 years ago, 52 New Zealand schools taught the Māori language. Today, over 170 schools teach it. I would like the BCNZ to seriously consider the possibility of moving towards, one, parallel half-hour news programs in English and Māori on TV1 and TV2 respectively at 6:30 p.m. every weeknight. The corporation has made a start in this direction with its plans to bring in a 5-minute segment of Māori language news next year. I would like this approach extended. Māori needs to be shown not as a linguistic antique, but as a working language relevant to the needs and the demands of the modern world. Secondly, more Māori presenters and journalists employed to front television programs, more Māori producers, and particularly more broadcasters with bilingual ability. Thirdly, improved standards of pronunciation for Māori language. I'm probably not doing too well myself. On both radio and television. Present pronunciation standards on both are regarded by many as being poor. I might add that more complaints centre on the private radio stations than the stations of the Broadcasting Corporation. Fourthly, a change of image for Māoris in locally made programs and more commercials on television featuring Māori people. The stereotype of the Māori as the easygoing beer-drinking joker who swings a shovel or drives a tractor no longer fits the facts. Māoris are making a broad contribution to the whole spectrum of New Zealand society as teachers, lawyers, doctors, businessmen, MPs, and public servants.
Minister of Broadcasting Ian Shearer speaking last night at the opening of a new Māori language centre in Wellington.